Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey folks, Dan Froh here with your closing bell for July 2nd, 2025. So if you're watching this video because you're focusing on this, you're most likely buying a new house or maybe looking to refinance. So I'm hoping that I can help you out to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So what we're going to talk about today is the news the Federal Reserve's waiting on. It wasn't today's payroll numbers from ADP that came in really bad. It's the jobs report that's coming in from the federal government tomorrow. So we're going to focus in on this and explain to how these will be affecting these over through here. So let's get to it, folks. So what happened this morning with interest rates is, well, this. The economic calendar had this on the agenda. ADP payroll, they came in with their jobs report, and it came in, let's look at it. They thought 100,000 new jobs were going to be created. There was negative 33,000. So they blew it this time. So I'm going to start discounting these. I got to give you the news because it's on the economic calendar. But what everybody's watching right now is right through here. What's going to happen tomorrow? These are going to be government numbers that hopefully we can put more prudence in, I guess. A lot of people keep telling me down below, they're like, Dan, I don't believe those numbers and I don't believe these numbers. Well, I got to use something, folks. So let's get over to what the government's going to post tomorrow. So here's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at average hourly earnings. How much are people earning? Is it keeping up with inflation or is it not, or what's going on there? So we'll get a little bit of a beat on there tomorrow. Initial jobless claims. How many people lost their job for the first time? Non-farm payrolls, unemployment rate. This is right where we're looking at. We want to see what non-farm payrolls come in at. They're expected to come in about 120. I think this is going to come in a little light than that. It might be in about 110, but I hope it comes in at point. I'll give you my ideas on if these come in good or bad, where we might go from there. And then the unemployment rate, if it goes to 110, this might tick to 4.3, but I'm not going to give them a lot of prudence on this rate right here. We want to look at these things through here. So let me give you my focus point on this, or what my thoughts are. Okay, so today's ADP payroll numbers didn't shock anybody. The markets are looking at a couple different dynamics when it comes to interest rates. Okay, one of the big things is they're going to look at the payroll numbers tomorrow and see how that affects the unemployment rate and non-farm payrolls and everything else. But that won't be the end-all be-all. The other pieces of the news that we're focusing in on, let's get over to the stock market. Look at the stock market. It was basically just flat today other than the NASDAQ took a little bit of pop today, but everything else was kind of, let's just say, stagnant. We had the VIX dropping down to 16. That's good news. Oil, I think, went up. Oil is up to $67 a barrel. Hate it. Hate it because this is going to add to inflation. Cryptocurrency is on a roll right now. It's almost over 110. That's an all-time high at 110, so we'll see how that goes. But the focal point in the news is right through here. Tariffs and the new tax bill. So this is going to take the headlines until everything ends. Tariffs today, Vietnam just came in with a settlement. It looks like, just breaking news, UK, there might be a settlement with the UK as well. So as this data comes in on tariffs, that news is going to flow through the rest of this puzzle, and also the tax bill. So let me explain kind of my thought behind this. Good, bad, and the ugly. Okay, so tomorrow's payroll numbers. Let's say they come in at point. Okay, but let's say we get some news on tariffs that's good news, because a lot of these tariffs are posed in at maybe a 10% or 20% tariff rate. So we're going to see how those come in. And if those come in at point or less than, well, it might be good news for the markets. We're also going to see the big, beautiful tax bill. Now, folks, I'm not for it or against it. Everybody's like, Mega Dan, and you know, don't you have concerns about the deficit? Yeah, I have concerns about all these, just like you guys, folks. But I can't control any of these things. What I try to do is post to you guys on how this might be affecting these things over here. That's the whole point of it. Okay, so let's get back to it. Over here, the big, beautiful tax bill. There's pros and cons with this whole thing. Like, they're not going to tax tips. Well, I think AOC, I was watching a video, I think she completely blew that. There's going to be a lot of tax credits. And even the SALT tax credit, it goes to $40,000. Let me explain that to you a little bit so you can understand that. Because we not only talk about mortgages here and interest rates and things like that, I want to educate you on kind of current events. So the SALT tax is a credit to states on state taxes. Okay. So it gives you, and it's taking the SALT credits from $20,000 to $40,000. Okay. So what is it? Who's it going to affect? Well, it's going to affect people like me. Okay. I'm in a state that has stupid high real estate taxes, and they're almost $20,000 on its own just in real estate taxes in Illinois. And I don't live in a mansion, folks. If you live in New Jersey, you get it. If you live in New York, you probably get it as well. So $40,000 is your total deductions on what you can have on state deductions before you can really start taking more additional deductions. This is going to help a lot of people, not just the rich. Also on the tax bill, when it comes to not taxing tips and overtime, that gets overlooked as well. The Medicare part and all that, I got to take a deep dive into because I don't understand it a lot, but I've just seen in the news recently, there was just caught yesterday, I think it was, or in the last 24 to 48 hours, $14.6 billion in fraud in Medicare or Medicaid. So there is fraud, waste, and abuse, but I'm not looking to hurt anybody out there. I just want what's best for all of us, folks. So I'm not a Trumper. I'm not a this. I just want what's good for all of us. And the deficit, no, I don't like the deficit either. And so is this tax bill going to add to that or decrease to it? I don't know. And you might not know as well. If you know for fact, please post something down below. But until it really goes into effect, like the tariffs and everything else, we don't really know what's going to happen. So that's that part of it. But let's say the beautiful tax bill goes through and it's now in place. So now we at least have that as a known. And then as the tariffs come in, and we're supposed to have most of them by the 9th, we'll have all the data we need basically by the end of next week. So then the Federal Reserve is going to meet from there. So what are they going to focus in on? Well, they're going to focus in on the tariffs. Okay, how much inflationary may that be? And now they should be able to plug that in their models and figure that out, maybe with a little more precision. And so that's what we're seeing there. Now, on the other pieces of the equation that the Federal Reserve monitors, I do think unemployment's going to trickle higher. And here's why. I think a lot of companies are just sitting on the sidelines waiting for the same things you and I are waiting for. What's going to go on with taxes? And what's going to go on with all the other tariff issues? So a lot of businesses are just on hold right now. They're not firing a lot of people, but they're just on hold saying, we don't really know what our next move is going to be until, and that's basically the same point that the Federal Reserve is making at this time. They're saying, as long as we don't know this data yet for fact, we really can't implement what we want to implement. So the big, beautiful tax bill, if and when it goes through, at least it'll be an accomplishment done that they can evaluate. And then as the tariff news comes in, that's going to help as well. So mortgage rates are going to fluctuate until then, because we need certainty on what the Federal Reserve is going to do and what bonds are going to do and everything else going to do from there. So that's basically my thoughts. Now let's get over to what's expected for tomorrow. So let's get over to it. So let's get to the economic calendar. So here's what's most probable that's going to happen. So let's take tariffs out and let's take the big, beautiful tax bill out, just for hypothetical reasons. Okay, so now over through here, if you have average hourly earnings coming in better than expected, we'll go better than better and better. Initial jobless claims, worse. There's not as many people filing for claims. Non-farm payroll goes up and the unemployment rate dips. The Federal Reserve is not going to do anything. They're just going to sit and wait. Okay, let's just wait for the tariffs. Now, let's go flip-flop that. Let's say the average hourly earnings plummet, and this goes to zero. All right? Then let's go to initial jobless claims. This spikes to 300,000-400,000. You go to the unemployment rate, and it spikes to 4.5. The Federal Reserve at the next meeting probably will cut rates. So there's a whole bunch of factors moving rates right now, because rates aren't just factored by, you know, a company coming in and saying, okay, today's here's where the rates are. It's factored in by the bond market. So let's take a quick glimpse of what the bond market's doing today. So if you want to really follow what mortgage rates are doing, you have to follow the MBS market. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield on this thing is the biggest component of your mortgage rate other than LLPAs. A little confusing about that. Check out today's live event. event where that's what we talk about. What actually creates your mortgage rate? So you can check that out right through there. So that's what we're seeing right through here. So this is how it works. This is a mortgage bond. So as investors buy this bond and the price goes up, yields come down. So we want people aggressively buying bonds. But when people aren't buying bonds because there's maybe too much or the yields aren't high enough, the price goes down, down, and down until the yield or the interest rate on the bond is high enough for investors to really pull in and buy. So that's what we're seeing right through now. So the mortgage rates are tied to bonds, where a lot of other interest rates are tied to kind of what the Federal Reserve does, and then the banks react accordingly to that. So that's what we're seeing through there. So there could be two big dynamics here. And then you also have in play tariffs and also the beautiful tax bill. So a lot of confusion right now. But if you need help, this is where I'm coming in. Where rates are going to go from here, most likely they're going to stay stagnant, go down. But if a lot of good news comes in, they might actually go up like we saw today. So if you need help and guidance with this because you're buying or you're looking to refinance a home, I'd love to be able to help you. Here's what I do. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I've been doing this for over 36 years, folks. I work at a federal bank. Yep, that's what I do. And the unique thing is we have a slogan, or I have a slogan here. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, the federal bank I work with is also a large mortgage brokerage, and it's very unique. Not usually a broker isn't a bank and a bank isn't a broker, but we are here and we're a federal bank. So that means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And it also means we're set up with 30 other lenders to be able to offer you more programs, more and more competitive rates, and even programs like this. If you're looking to buy a home, check and see if you qualify for this $7,000 program. This is an investor we have right now that you can go through me and use and get $7,000 on a conventional loan with 3% down. If you got good credit, check it out. The only qualification there is, well, you have to have a job, you have to have good credit and a down payment, but there is income limitations to this. So if you want to check out that video, please do. A lot of people can't find these tools up through here. So along through here, we got multiple tools, okay? So if you're a homeowner right now and you're looking to refinance, I got a tool for you. If you're trying to find that best rate, you're like, okay, Dan, I closed last year and I have a rate at 7.5. When it gets to 6.5, I want to refinance. So go here and just put it in and I'll track this for you. So you're going to put in, you just watch this video, explain to you briefly on what we do. And I don't sell the data. I will be the one monitoring this and reaching out to you personally if your rate hits exactly where you're looking for it to look at refinancing. So you just plug in your mortgage information in here. Let me know what rate you want to refinance at. When it hits that, I'll be reaching out to you and we'll get the paperwork started. But we also have other tools. Let's say, for example, you're locked in. Or you got a rate quote from somebody else and you're like, Dan, I just want to make sure they're honest. Here's what I'd like to ask you, though. If I beat their rate and I beat it considerably, please don't give them another chance, because I would want you to do this. Ask them for their best effort and then upload that right to here. You're going to go to the loan estimate review, click it. And this is the best estimate that your loan advisor can give you at this time. Upload it. If I beat them, don't give them another chance, because they had it. So this is what happened. Here's what happened the other day. I had a young man call me and he got quoted a rate at 7.125. And I just happened to be closing down for the day Friday. And I'm like, you know what? You got me on the phone. I'll go through the rates with you. I can give you 6.625. He's like, okay, done deal. Hung up the phone. He put in his application. I got all the paperwork started. He calls me on Monday and says, hey Dan, sorry, but I called the other person back and they're going to match your rate. And I was like, are you kidding me? Good for you, but they would have hosed you over 0.5% in rates if you wouldn't reach out to me to get you a better offer. So don't keep them, you know, make sure you keep them on their toes, but make sure if we can get you a better offer, you tell them to go pound salt. So that's all I'd ask of you. So my name is Dan Frio. I do these reports every day to inform you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. And I hope you learn on a daily basis. And again, if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, hopefully I can assist you no matter where in the country you are. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic night. And please be safe out there, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.